Here is a father from the next generation speaking on his life and how he became successful.
My childhood in general was basically a good one. It was very diverse. I basically lived in a house where my mother was Catholic. My stepfather was a Muslim. My father was a branch of Islam called the Five Percenters, who believed that they were the 5% of Israelites that were Muslims that stepped outside of a certain branch. So, growing up, I had to go to Catholic school. I also had to go to Baptist church because my stepfather's mom and dad were a minister and a wife. He was a Baptist preacher. And my grandmother at the time was the first lady at church. So it was kind of a conflict of interest, being as though I was going to Catholic school. And then I had to go to church every Sunday in a Baptist church, which led me to have a ton of questions about religion in general, especially when my dad was praying five times a day, me and my stepfather, because he was Muslim. And my mom sent me to a Catholic school. So,
basically, religion served as a big part of his life and opened up his mind to even more questions.
Catholicism. And then, I would come home and see my dad praying on a rug in the living room because he was a Muslim. And then on the weekends, I would have to go to church with my nana and my papa because he was a Baptist preacher and they believed that I should accept Jesus Christ as my savior. And this was for the better part of my younger life all the way up until I was about 15. And I moved in with my real father. And I moved out of my mom's house and in with my dad, who was the 5%er. And that lasted for about a year. And in that year, I learned a lot. But at the end of that year, when I was leaving, he had this belief that if I didn't stay with him, I would end up dead, in his words, or in jail. And my response to him was, how could he possibly know that? And I basically told him he wasn't God and he didn't know what I was going to become or how I was going to turn out, that everything that I did was going to be up to me because I would have to make my own choices. So at that point in time, he got very upset with me because 5%ers believe that they are God. They believe that they are God, period. In fact, when my father explained to me the word Allah, he started by saying that I had to count the limbs of my body in a 360-degree motion, meaning arm, leg, leg, arm, head, which basically spelled out the word Allah, which basically, in his perspective, meant God, which, again, in his perspective, made him God. I chose not to follow this belief. But I was able to learn a lot from all of the different religions.
Now he's about to speak on how school affected him and how did he get to where he at now?
My first year of high school. Ironically enough, you want me to be honest, right before I got to my last year of elementary school in, well, we actually had to go into like middle school. So right before I got to my first year of middle school, I was going to a Catholic school and one of the priests was a homosexual. I pretty much knew it. He didn't touch anybody or anything, but it was pretty clear. And I myself personally was not. And I chose not to participate in this classroom. I addressed my mom, I told my mom about it. I didn't want to, I felt uncomfortable in the classroom, pretty much. And I got out of Catholic school and I went to public school. And I was actually more advanced because Catholic school taught me more than public school did. So when I went to public school, I was faster than everybody in my public school, which allowed me to skate through middle school, which also allowed me to be in a position where I could do my homework without actually going into my classrooms, because the public schools at that point in time weren't teaching at the level I was learning on in Catholic school. So I got bored with that as well, and I decided to go to a trade school in Maryland, and that's where I got my high school diploma, and I also got a degree in welding. And after that, I got out of school, I got arc welding, and I got spot welding, and I came home thinking I was going to go right into work, and when I got home, they told me that I needed to go back to school to get underwater welding if I wanted to work at the shipyard here. Needless to say, being young as I was, I did not want to be a welder. I started out picking the thing that was going to pay me the most at that point in time. And when I came home, that's not what I wanted to do. Eventually, I ended up going into what I always did like to do, which was electronics and communications. So I got a job working at Fujitsu, where I basically built all of the things to make the internet work now. And 9/11 came and I got laid off. So when I got laid off, I refused to stay home. So I got up every day and went and looked for a job every day. And so I got into Comcast. Now I worked my way up from being a cable guy to a lead cable guy to a manager. Well, a supervisor. I'm in management now. So that's school and work. I also did get a degree in telephony. When I was working for Fujitsu, they sent me to college courses for me to get a degree in that. So I ended up getting a degree in telephony as well as welding. I probably will never use my welding degree or what I got in welding, but the telephony came in handy when I came to work for Comcast, because everything that they taught me in Comcast, well, in Fujitsu, and I ended up taking over to Comcast with me. So everything, even as far as your IT, the wires that are running right into your computer right now, Wi-Fi, Category 5, 24 pair, 64 pair, I can punch down a whole building. So I learned a lot and I'm still learning. Every day is a process. You learn more and more every day.
After all these challenges, he seemed to overcome everything and become a successful man in Generation X and a wonderful father.